learn Pshat, and with the difficulties, is itself a tremendous accomplishment. So let's try to do that today. We began to see various explanations of this Gemara. It's a very difficult Gemara. I was talking with Rabbi Safati earlier. I said, how did you learn this sugi? He says, it was shver. I left it very, I didn't have a clear Pshat. I mean, so it's obviously, at the end of the day, if you don't feel like it's clear, it's probably a good sign, except that there's a difference between, what it means, it's not clear. Okay. What is the sugya revolve around? A shayla that was posed to Rav Nachman by Yaakov, dine knasos v'kama. The phraseology of the question was, how many dayanim are needed for dine knasos? The Gemara's shayla is posed in connection to the part of the Mishnah that reads, kefel v'dalad v'hei b'shlosha. The question was, dine knasos v'kama. The Gemara explains what was the nature of the shayla. The shayla was whether yachid mumche is able to be done dine knasos. Yachid mumche. We have to be precise in defining that. Does it mean a samuch? Maybe. Does it mean, like we found earlier, mumche in the sense of mumche l'rabim, gamer v'savir? That's the words of yachid mumche. Now, we all know midoraisa, seemingly you need a samuch, and you need three smuchim at that. That's what we've been assuming until now. To be Elohim, that was regarding kofar, bipikadon, shomrin. We've been assuming it all goes across to the case of kenosis as well. And here we have a shayla de gemara. So what's the shayla? What's it based on? Why would it be good enough? Midoraisa? The only one that we saw possibly that this could be Doraisa is in the Torah Chaim, not in the Rishonim. Is it Doraisa? Is it Midrabanan? Based on what? Why should it work? There was a Shaila. Yochid, it sounds like he's by himself. That's the Shaila. And what about Gimel Hadyotos? Was that also part of the Shaila? Unclear. The Gemara spells out the question was Yochid Mumche Paknas. So the Gemara, and what about Zos Fachavolos? Is that also the Shaila? Or is it only knasos? These are already three questions that we posed, right? What does yachid mumche mean? Why would it work? What about gzeros v'chavolos? Would that also be part of the question or not? What are the svaras? And then the Gemara says, clearly not a question. Clearly doesn't work. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah, Kefa without the hate, the Shlosha. Can it mean Hadyotos? If it means Hadyotos, then there's room to say that Yochid Mumcha works as well. But it can't. How do I know it can't? Because of Rav. Because Rav commented that by Knossos, even 10 are no good if they're Hadyotos. So you can't tell me 3 Hadyotos work if even 10 don't work. Must be. That when it says 3 in the Mishnah by Kevod Alvehei means 3 mumchim. So there you go. So Yochid Mumcha doesn't work. That's the Gemara. The question on this is also clear. We have to go to Rav to prove that the Mishnah means 3 mumchim. Go to the Mishnah itself. Right before this comes is mentioned Zeus Fachavos B'Shlosha. And we have a whole Sugyat of Gimel. Tarti Katani. Zeus Fachavos B'Shlosha means 3 mumchim. As distinct from Dinimamis b'shlosha, which is Hodos v'Avos. If Gzeles v'Chavos needs 3 mumchim, then Kefam v'Dal v'Hei is seemingly part of that package. Gzeles v'Chavos and Knossos are all the same category. They're distinct from Hodos v'Avos. That means the halacha of 3 mumchim, which is derived from the 3 Elohims that are written in the Parsha of Shomrin, is clearly referring to all the cases of Knossos as they refer to Gzeles v'Chavos. That's why we refer to Dine Knossos all the time, that require mumchin. With the word Knossos, it's going on Zos V'Chavolos and Knossos. It's all together. And after all, Parshas Shomim of Shom Achinam has Keifa also in it, Toin Tainas Ganav. So, L'chor, the Mishnah is Muchach, that Shlosh Shamish, the 3 mumchin, who needs Rav? These are some of the questions that have to be addressed, and whatever pshat we're going to bring to bear in this sugya, we have to imagine, okay, so how would all these questions be resolved? And are they good answers or not good answers? So again, let's go over some of the points. The shayla was yachid mumche. What does it mean, yachid mumche? Samuch. or not shalach. Why does he want it to work? Midiraisa, midrabanan, takana, why? Why should it work? What about gzeros v'chavolos? Was he asking about that as well? Third question. Next. What about three hediotos? Was he asking about that as well? Was he only asking about yochid mumch? That's already four. And what's the last question? The Gemara proves that yochid mumch doesn't work because the Mishnah says three and it can't be hediotos because of Rav, who said even ten hediotos don't work. That's how the Gemara has to prove it. Prove it from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says two categories, Tarti Katani, one is Hediotus, one is Mumchit. You argue Rav Avoh didn't learn that way, but Rav Avoh ends up the same place anyway. Rav Avoh didn't take it Shlosha Shlosha as Tarti Katani. He took it as Mayan Katani. But where did he end up? Didi Maminis, Dahainu, that is, slash, so Chavos need three. What kind of three? Three mumchin, as opposed to those chavos. No, so those chavos need three, based on the three Elohims, and so do kenasos. So you're in the same place. These are the questions. Crystal clear, everybody? But you ask me the questions, and they have to be clarified. So what have we seen thus far, and what's going to be difficult? Pshat by pshat, that we'll see. The Yad Ramah says, in terms of some of these questions, what have we seen to glean from the Lashon Yad Ramah? What does Yochid Mumchem mean according to Yad Ramah? What did he say? Kamer v'savir or samach? What do we see in Yad Ramah? Samach. Clear. Seems also from the Yad Ramah that the question was specifically about the samach, the one samach. The question was not about three hediotos. And why does he say that the one samach should work? Based on what mechanism? What does he say? Right, some drabana, takana. That he says. Does he address some of the other issues? Does he talk about those bachavolos and with the shayla about that? No. Okay, and the Gemara resolves that no, it doesn't work. Okay, so it doesn't cover all the questions, but at least some of what we have. We struggled with the Yad Ramah. So exactly why would there be a takana here with one samuch? What's in the Yos Deles? He doesn't say. What's the basis for the Takana? But apparently, you need a Samach, not a Chadigami. And he ends up saying that one Samach cannot work. Comes the Ran. The Ran fills in some more blanks here on our questions. The Ran also says, similar to Yad Ramah, that the reason why it will work is on what level is it going to work? Because of a Takana. Right? Now, in the Ran over here, do you have any clear indication about this Yochid Mumche and his standard and his caliber? I'd like to see if you can prove it. I don't know if I can prove it. From this Ran over here, maybe an earlier Ran. From this Ran over here, does anyone... I mean, maybe I was assuming too much yesterday. In Yad Ramah, we saw it means a Samuch. In the Ran over here, is there any clear indication? Tell me. We spent time reading the Ran. Does Yochid Mumche mean a Samach or even a Chadigamer? Can you prove it from this Ran? Maybe not 100% clear. It's working within the Takana. Yeah. Okay. What else does the Ran say in the first piece initially regarding Zeus v'Chavolos? So did he add, was it Shaila about Zeus v'Chavolos as well? What does he say? Who are they? Zeus v'Chavolos. So why doesn't he stay, why isn't he asked about that? Why is he only asked about the Niknasis Bekama? So that says two things. Either Chadminam Nakat. Yeah, you pick this, you pick that also. Or he says, because Gzeres v'Chavolos, there are categories in Gzeres v'Chavolos that are a no-brainer, that there's no question. And there are categories that there would be a question. So because in that area it's more not clear cut which ones would be a shayla, so he didn't bother talking about that. He talked about knossos, where every case of knossos would be subject to the question. So what does the Ran mean? Let's elaborate. Like zeus v'chavolos, there are those cases that for sure would be okay. What does he mean? Which cases? The cases that are shchia. Because those cases we have a rule called what? Shichusayu. So what does the Ran mean? And the shichusayu, then for sure, a yachid mumcha would work, there'd be a takana. The same way the made a takana shichusayu to work, so yachid mumcha would work. Whatever this yachid mumcha is, we don't know for sure, but it's a takana. But if there's a takana shichusayu, there's going to be a takana of yachid mumcha. So in those areas that have shichusayu, will kseves lechavos, those cases are shchiach. You have to know what's shchiach, what's not shchiach, but whatever it is, cases that are more shchiach, for sure would work. And the shayla, therefore, kseves lechavos, would only extend to those cases that are not shchiach. So he picked kinasos, and who are then kseves lechavos that are low shchiach. And what else in Naran should be spelled out? As far as gimel hajotos is concerned, says Naran, would that have been part of his question? No. Niran's lashon is de'alini to'at lefkuri mamona. This has to be explained. We sort of skirted a little bit. I think we said something which is important. De'alini lefkuri mamona. You need a base in chashuv to do hefker base in hefker. The mucker, by the way, for such an idea, I just give you a mucker, is in the sugya of Hefker Beis and Hefker, there in Gittin Lamed Vav, in the fourth parak in Gittin, what discusses Hefker Beis and Hefker in the connection to Puzbo and other things, the Gemara has this idea that only a Beis and Chashuv. So the only thing is, the Ran earlier didn't seem to say this. I mean, after all, earlier in Dav Gimel, the Ran mentions Hefker Beis and Hefker in connection to Gimel Hadyotos. I see you, Moshe, just a second. Just trying to find exact Lashon Gemara, but it's there on that Amud Gemara. Yeah, it says as follows. The Gemara says, if Hillel's takana was Gedori Oma, he said, Gemara, Kigon Beidina Didei Krav Ami Brav Asi De Alimi Lafkui Mamona. Lashna Gemara. As opposed to other Batei Dinim, De Lo Olin Lafkui Mamona. So that's the marker for the Ran's idea. But Chorah doesn't stem with the Ran earlier. So we already attempted to say something which perhaps is correct, that the Ran means in what area do you need a Beis Din Chashuv? What type of mamon? What type of hados, balvos, even hadyotos work. And it's no problem. We know that. That's what the Ran earlier did. Say, Hefker Beis Din can work by Beis Din hadyotos too, by hados, because it's a different type of a machayev of mamon. I made the chiyuv myself through my borrowing the money. However, a halacha of a chiyuv that the Torah imposes based on a certain action that you do, that's what we call Kseres Lechavolos, a Knossos, even though there's Chaluk in between them, but they have in common, it's not a Mubak, it's a Mubak Suvra Torah idea. It's not, I'm Machayiv myself. It's the Torah's Machayiv you based on what you did. That's where the Ran seems to say that it's Pasha that you couldn't get away with Gimel Hadyotos. So for the Ran, let's get fill in the blanks for some of the questions so far. Now we have one more thing to bring in terms of, so what was the Shaila? What about Gemara bring a Raya in the Mishnah earlier? That's the last question. As far as the Ran is concerned, the Shaila of the Gemara was Yachid Mumcha. We don't know if that means Samach or not. But it was at the Bagimul Yotos, because that for sure wouldn't work. Lafkuri Mamona. And the Shaila would also be Bagzeos Fachavolos, of which kind? Of the kind that are what? Shchiach or lo shchiach? No? The Shai would also be Gzeres Lechavolos that are? Shchiach or lo shchiach? Lo shchiach. Those are shchiach would anyway for sure work. With Shchiach L'Sai works, so it also would. So that would also be a Shaila, but he only spells out this because here every area of Knossos is already going to be subject to the question of the Gemara. And the Shai was not about Hadyot, it's only about Yachid Mumcha, and should work because of a Takana. But what about, there's one more question, and that's what the Ran changes the complexion of the Shaila. And that is, so then, if the Shaila was about a Yachid Mumcha by himself, so why does the Gemara have to prove that the Mishnah has got to be speaking about to be Mumchin? Because Rav says so, that even ten of Yotus couldn't work by Kenasso, so clearly the Mishnah means Mumchin, that's how I can prove it. How should I prove it? From the fact that the Mishnah starts by saying Mamanis Bishlosha, Kiyos Achmos Bishlosha, which is a different Shlosha, it's a Shlosha Mumchin. Kiyos Bachavolos clearly goes over to spill over to Knossos as well, as the Ran puts it, it's all one category. It says clearly Mumchin based on that. So that question the Ran is still with, is struggling with, and because of this, he brings a whole new monkey wrench into the Gemara that we're actually discussing, not a case of Yochid Mumche by himself, but what a Yochid Mumche together with two Eliotos. So that could have been what the Mishnah meant. It's still a tier up from the Imamnes Bishloshim, with those Balvos. That's three Eliotos. And here, you need what? One Yochid Mumche together with two Eliotos. And that's the Shai of the Gemara. Now we're going to run into more hot water. Okay? Whenever we solve, we plug one hole, we open another one. What's the problem now? A couple of things. First of all, in reading the Gemara, this Menachem was asking, read the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? So again, I understand why you couldn't prove it from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, based on Dav Gimel, because it's a different category of Shlosha. But the Gemara says, how do I know that because of Rav. Because Rav said, 10 hediotos don't work for what? For knasas. So that's because there's no mumchen. But we have a mumchen. So the Ran has a kaloma to answer that. What does the Ran say?
One.
Because it's some of the Gemara saw in Rav that even though 1 of 10 is a mumchen, we didn't want to see it. 10 there, even though one's a mochet. Mar knew that Rav was even talking about a case like that. I don't know how, it's a big dochik, but that's what he says. But I don't understand even a line before that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, in introducing Rav, the Gemara says, look, it says in the Mishnah, Kefa dal behe b'shlosha, my shlosha. What does shlosha mean? Ilei m'shlosha ed yotos. How do you read that? If you're going to save me 3 ed yotos, no, Rav said, your grandfather said, Mish made the Rav even 10. So in the Rav's case, even 10, even though one was a mumche, it's still not going to work. Okay. Figure that Rav even meant that case. What does it mean before that? Ilei Meshlosh Adyotas. We never were talking about Shlosh Adyotas. What were we talking about?
Two
Adyotas and a mumche. So how did Rav read that? Those words. How do you read the words of the Gemara? Pella, no? Everyone had this question when they went there, of course, right? Everybody had this question. Gemara shouldn't say Shlosha Adyotos. Gemara should say Ilema, 2 out of 3 being Adyotos, and not 3 Mumchim. No? So what do you have to say? Machmas Adoche, what are you going to say? Lav Dafka. The Gemara meant Ilema, meaning Rubo Kekula, what? Ilema, meaning to say that you can have it 2 out of 3 Adyotos. So the same way Rav is, and it's Mashma, even though you had 1 Mumchim. The Mishnah is 3 Adyotos, meaning that you can have 2 or 3 Adyotos. It doesn't say that, the words. So that's strange, very strange. But what also needs to be thought about, even if you could find a way to interpret the Gemara, and what's the Havana here? What is this mix and match of the Ran? The Shaila for the Ran of the Gemara was that by Knossos I should have 1 Yochid Mumche, we still don't know how to define him, is it Samuch or not, together with 2 Adyotos. What is he contributing here? Manafsha. Meaning, let's clarify. Midoraisa, what do you need? Without a doubt, what do you need, Midoraisa? 3 Mumchen. Midrabbanan, the Metakein, will be enough to have 1. They could be Metakein 3 Adyotos too, if they want, no? But no, that they wouldn't do. So the Ran said, why? Why couldn't it be 3 Adyotos? Then a chashav enough, left Kori Mamona. So now we have a little bit of thought. So what is the point? So what the Chum do? They reduce the standard. The 1 mumche is going to accomplish what? That he can at least give the power here of the Hefker based. And as far as the other two, so we'll make it easier for people. Why do you want to do it? Nigas Delas, it's not clear what exactly was the motivation, but that would be the point. You need to preserve some element of stature to this based. And that's going to be in the form of the Yachid mumche. I think that's probably the basic building block of the Svar of the Rav. Otherwise, you don't know what he's saying. Where else do we find such a notion of a business combined of one mumche? The closest parallel, which is not a good mashal at all, is the Rambam of Smichas Kena. The Rambam says that Smichas Kena b'shlosha means one of them has to be a samach, not all three. But there, it's very clear why that is. Because the point of what they're doing is transferring the smicha, so it has to be someone in this basin that represents the chain, and therefore with the shlosha, the chain continues. So therefore you couldn't get smicha to three adyotos because you don't have vested in this basin that which you're giving over. So once you have the one, then you can have the basin giving over what the one person has from the three. But that has no connection to what we're talking about. And we don't even know we're talking about a samach mamash either. L'chorot, the pshat would be as we said now, because the Kuri Mamona requires that at least one of them has to have some stature. Memela, that gives its stature to this Beis Din. And Memela, the Chum said, we won't require all three to be a mumchen. But okay, something like that. But again, how does he meet the Gemara? Strange as ever. Pinchas Rehi, yeah.
We said before, at least, that it was for the Gemara, he had to say there's somewhat built in the three Hedyotos, because then the one mumcha wouldn't. If it's just one mumcha on its own, it was very hard to read the Gemara according to the Rana of the Yad Ramah.
Yesterday, my question was asking yesterday. Yeah.
And it's also, I guess, also not as clear just to say that Derech Agav, when it says one mumcha, it's also bringing along and three hadyotos also.
And two hadyotos.
No, it's either
the Shaila was also three hadyotos.
So what he's trying to accomplish is accomplish one with one, both the same.
Yeah, but he never asked the other question. That you're saying he answers, this chat answers my question too, which he never asked before.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I mean, he's answering the question that he asked, which is also good, in the Gemara earlier. But again, it runs into, as I said, it solves some problems, but it runs into other problems. Okay, at least we know what's difficult. Again, it's a madrega. We understand what our problem is with that. Moshe from before, yeah.
I'm not sure if this is what Rebbe was saying, but I thought maybe it's possible for the Ram was talking. He said Yachid Mumcha is talking about an actual Samach, because he says that three Yotos don't have the cloth for half their base after, so why would a Mumcha Rabbin who's ahead of what have that cloth?
Maybe the point is because you need a Gamma Vasabha, you need somebody on that level. When the Gemara discusses in Gittin, the Gemara is not discussing Vizri Smicha. That's why it might be a bit of a Smach, and the fact that the Ram is maybe borrowing from the Gemara there, that we're not discussing Smicha per se. The Inya based in Chashi, we find that the Gemara not necessarily as the line being smicha versus not smicha. The line being how much knowledge, how much stature. Based in Chashi, the Gemara has expression a number of times. Like the Lashna of Kuri Mamona, the Gemara is discussing Chashi with people.
Okay, and also, maybe you can make an idea from what he says later on, that in his answer already, he says, if we can have a Yachin Mumcha with two Adyotos, or no, wait till we have all three of them Mumcha. Meaning, like, before only one of them was Mumcha, but, or do we need all three of them?
Well, the Raisa, so you need three Smuchim, that's for sure. The question is, that which the Chachamim would be Metakein, that one Mumcha with two Adyotos, that's our question. Does the one Mumcha mean a Samuch? That which the Raisa requires Smicha Elohim, so that they left that on the one, or does that mean, no, we said that you're saying it would be mashma that they left one of the same type of
Samuch,
yeah.
It could be
it's mashma knows they left the doraisa in place on the one, so that would be supporting the idea that you still need a Samuch. Okay, maybe the point is that the Chacham didn't say quite that way. There's a lashon like that. They were talking that you don't need smich, you don't need smuchim, but you need one mumche, one chad gamer v'saver plus two. You can go back and forth. I mean, now we have a number of other rishonim. We're going to look at the Nimuki Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and with an eye toward again filling in each of these particular pshat questions. Where are they going to fit on the map here? Again, what are our questions? What is the meaning of Yachid Mumche? Why would it work? Are we also asking about Gimod Yotos? Are we also asking about Zeus Vachabolos of any kind, or is it specific to Knas? And why aren't we just proving it simply from the fact that the Mishnah has categories subsequent to the first, which is Yotos, everything else, Shlosha, should be Mumche. So it's clear from there. Why do you have to prove it from Rav? These are our questions to be thinking about in the background, and then we'll see each You know, some of them are addressed explicitly, some are implicit. So what does the Nemuki Yosef say? This is going to be bringing us back to in Yonim of Daf Gimel, with the Tosus and Shichusayu. Good. This, again, as I said, it's really a hashlamah to so much of what we've done. So the Nemuki Yosef, again, he addresses some of these questions explicitly, and it's clear what he's how he's learning this subject. Quotes the Gemara, and he says, "Gine knasos, kol mishem misham yosem midino kigon kefim kayotibo." That's basically echoing Rashi, and as we'll see in a minute, it could be Rashi's could be learning like the Nemuki Yosef. We have to come back to Rashi. Maybe Rashi's saying that for a reason. Maybe Rashi means to say that the shaila is limited to dine knasos and not to gzeres lachavos. Maybe that's what Rashi went out there. You didn't want, you said something else.
Also, Rashi Gimel then.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see what he says. Yachid mumche hiksha migdoy achronim zal. What he calls migdoy achronim. They ask, "My kamibayile, what is the shaila? Al karchach tipshut lei." He should say, he clearly should resolve the lo sagi biyachid mumche mimanafshach. Anyway, look at it. Why? Because we know there are two ways to learn pshat in the Mishnah and Dabeis. Everybody have it in Ozva Hadar Daf Hey. I don't know in the other Gemara where it is, but it's. On with this Gemara, right before the Motzi Shema Siddur. Ish v'yulei pirish demasnishin kravavohu da'ama mahing tani. That it's mahain. So holo shir elodos valvos. So the mahain knows which need, you know, dine mamnis, mahain dine mamnis, ksens v'chavolos, as opposed to what? No, need shlosha mumchin, as opposed to what? What is the exception that doesn't need mumchin? All that he's leaving out as the exception is hodos vavos, nothing else. Haloshir el hodos vavos mishum de lo bayim mumchin. Avakulam asnisim diktani mumchininu. But the whole Mishnah, again, I don't know when he gets to the cases of Maisesheni and Shuma, I don't know what he would say. But he's speaking of the kulam asnisim, certainly what's coming right afterwards. Maybe everything. This requires more of Ian when we get to those cases. But Kumas Nisin is mumchin, mumchin of the Torah. So then obviously you can't be asking about a yochid mumche regarding knasos. It's clear for Rav Avol that you only need only yotis would suffice, only by hodos vavos, nothing more. The isvile kirava the tarti katani, that there are two different classifications here, hodos vavos bed yotos, kzeres vachavos bed mumchin. The Koshken Knasas. No, it's the Koshken. Tzeres v'chavos b'shlosha mumchen, Koshken Knasas. There's nothing to talk about. So that's the Kasha that we saw in the Ran as well. Yeah?
Earlier on, if you look at the next daf, I guess, of the thing, he said the next Mishnah is Mitzvah Makos b'shlosha ibor achodes v'shlosha. He split up the Mishnayas.
No.
The Ran, the Rif at least. So maybe it's not Kulo Masitim, just the beginning part.
You just want to help me that way, because we have our Mishnah, all the whole pair together. You say Kulo Mas Nisin, that's a good point. You're saying Kulo Mas, I don't have to try saying it's Lav Dafka, or maybe he requires Mumchen Bashuma. The Mishnah meaning everything that's in this Mishnah that the Rif had separated. It's a good point. Okay, so maybe that helps us. Yeah, okay, good. It was everything that was here until the end of, until after Motzi Shemra. Because Motzi Shemra is a case of Knas. Okay, some say Chav Gimel, but basically everything that's in this mission. Okay, well said. Could be. He was thinking only of that block. Okay. Okay. So meanwhile, the problem is that so you can get it from the Gemara earlier. Be it Rav Avol, be it Rav. V'tirei Tzuzal, again, whoever he's quoting, anonymous. But what does he say? Dula Olam Karavasvile. Oh, so now we're going to learn Pshat. Like Rava, Tarki Katani. So we have the Mishnah telling us, "Dini Mamenes Hados Vavos B'Shloshet Yotos." The next case, next category, Zeres V'Chavolos B'Shloshet Mumchin and Koshekein Wat. We said Knasos. But what does Zeres V'Chavolos mean when it says in the Mishnah Zeres V'Chavolos B'Shloshet Mumchin? What does it mean? What kind of case is Zeres V'Chavolos? Zeres V'Chavolos Diktani Zeres Habos Mikor Chavolos Katani. We're talking about Zeros that came about from an altercation, from physical fist fight, whatever. There were people fighting with each other, and from that resulted somebody stole and mugged the other guy. What is that different than stam gzeros? Because that is gzeros which is not typical. Typical gzeros are not the result of chavalos. Typical gzeros are straight out. Guy goes and steals. But that it should be chavala and then come from that to eat a gzeros, it's a gzeros that's unusual. And it means gzeros yadei chavalos. So what is the point? That's what you need mumchen for. Because it's a case of gzeros that is what? Shchiach or shchiach? Shchiach. The Mishnah is already speaking after whatever shichusayu would give you, which would allow gzeros, stam gzeros that are shchiach, to have three adyotos based on shichusayu. But the Mishnah is saying, but there are gzeros that are shchiach, gzeros shal yidei chavos. Where do we see this rabosai before? Where do we see this before? In Tosus, Adaf Gimel, and as well Tosus in other places as well, and the Sugya Zegit and Baba Kama. So this is going with that approach, that the Mishnah is speaking after Shichusayu runs its course. It was already in place in Eretz Yisrael, and they were mati already to use Adyotus for cases that are Shchiach. And the Mishnah is discussing Zeus for Chavolos, naming Zeus for Adei Chavolos, which are Rosh Shchiach. So because Shichusayu was a takana that was only applicable in cases that are shchiach, so the cases of Rosh Shchiach, they didn't intervene to waive mumche. And that's based on this, I think, quote here in parentheses in Gittin Peches. But if we're gzeros to shchichi, v'shlosh adyotos sagi, kidim muchach b'vavakam. Yes, various cases in Gemara indicate that way. That was why the Rishon give that teretz, because there are cases that they were done with gzeros above those. So how do you reconcile that with the sugya pei dalet above a kam and gin pei ches? So the answer that's given by Tosfos and Rishon is there's a difference. There are gzeros that are shchiach that they were done above them. Shichusai did operate there, and the gzeros that are lo shchiach, that's where you don't say shichusai. Umishimhachi. So now he steps in and says, this is what we understand in our shayim. Umishimhachi come in bayilei. So now we have the shayla. The knossos dishchich. What about knossos that are shchiach? Zeros that are shchiach. What's the rule? Three adyotos, and so too. Yochin mumchet. That's mumchet l'rad. Same way Hodos Balvos has that. So does zeros dishchiach have it. Once you have shichusayu, then everything flows from that. But what about knossos that are shchiach? Mitzad achad, it's shchiach, so it should say shichusai. Mitzad sheni, it misses another criteria that's mentioned in the Gemara, in Baba Kama, in that sugya, that they only say shichusayu if it's what? You all saw the sugya inside, right? So if it's shichusayu, if it's what? If there's yesh bo chisaron kis. Person's losing out. So the chacham and field would come in for the defenseless person that would lose money otherwise. It's not enough that it's shchiach, it has to be yesh bo chisaron kis. Knas, It's a penalty. It's more yosim mashihizik. It's not chisaron kis. But then again, it is shchiach. So that is at stake in this shayla de gemara. Do we say shichusayu by knosos de shchiach? Is there a second criteria, namely that it has to be yishbo chisaron kis in order to say shichusayu? That's the suffix of our gemara. Daf kesef sanhedrin. One of the conditions that mentioned in the sugya and the other sugyas. That's the question. Let's read it inside. Mishmachi kamed bailei beknasos dishchichi. I abdu nami takata bishlosh adyotos o biyachin mumcha. So what's clear? The shayla is about yachin mumcha alone, or the shayla is about shlosh adyotos as well? So now here, according to the Muki Yosef, the shayla is about shlosh adyotos and also about yachin mumcha. It goes together. Shichusai works, then shlosh adyotos work, and yachin mumcha works. Mitzad sheni, would the shayla be bagzeros b'chavalos? Absolutely not. That we know. Zeros b'chavalos, right? If it's shchiach and there is chisaron kis, so of course shlosh adyotos work as does yachid mumche. According to the Muki Yosef, the question is specific to knasos. This is different than the mel. Specific to knasos. Not Zeus Bachavos. Zeus Bachavos, we know exactly what's going on. If it's Shchiach, three adyotas work, and so is Yerchan Mumcha work. If it's Lo Shchiach, like Zeus Yadei Chavos, then neither works. You need three mumchen. That's the mission. The shaila is knossos that are shchiach, but there's no chesaron kiss. And that's the specific question. Do we say odima d'lo tiknu el b'mizdis b'chesaron kiss ki mogzeila atzma? Aber b'knas sheba lo. And what is the answer? V'hadalei d'lo. Which is basically affirming this, the condition, the second condition mentioned in Bava Kama. Ukidasikna, we conclude the Perek HaChovah, Duro Danina, B'midu Shchiach, B'ithle Chesaron Kis. So let's now retrace our steps. But what questions do we still have to spell out according to the Mukhi Yosef? So why didn't the Gemara prove it directly from the Mishnah? Why didn't we have to bring Rav in here? And what did Rav give us that we didn't know before? Ashayla is knasos ayidei yochid mumche, and who are then knasos ayidei gimel hadrotim? What's the question? The question is, do we say shichusayim? So I ask you, it says in the Mishnah, says v'chavaros b'shlosha mumche, there's no shichusayim, and koshkein knasos. So what's the question? Prove it from the Mishnah. How am I going to answer that? Yeah? No. Xeris Fakavos Bishlosh and Mumchim. There's no Shichusai. One second. It says in the Mishnah. Xeris Fakavos Bishlosh and Kefir Dalvei Bishlosh. So Kefir Dalvei. It says to be Mumchim. So finish. Forget Rav. Don't bring Rav in the mix here. So it says Kefir Dalvei Bishlosh. It means Mumchim, right? Right after the case before. How do we answer the question? What? The Xeris Fakavos are because of Lo Shchiach. Okay, so now Kefir Dalvei Behe. So maybe what? Maybe the case of the Mishnah of Kefir Dalvei Behe. Okay, so say it. So maybe the case of Kefir Dalvei Behe will be a case of Knasos that are Shchiach. That are Shchiach or that are Lo Shchiach?
Shchiach.
Kefir Dalvei Behe in the Mishnah needs Mumchen.
Maybe they would be.
One second. No. So the Mishnah says Kevdal Behebe Mumchen, correct? And what's our Shaila? Knas, that's Shchiach. But there's no Chesaron Kis. So from the Mishnah, I couldn't prove anything. Why? Because the Mishnah says Kevdal Behe. So that could be the case of Kevdal Behe in what scenario? Case that was not Shchiach. Just like the previous clause of the Mishnah of Gzeres Vachavolus B'Shlosha, which is the case of Lo Shchiach. So the Kevdal Behe be a case of a Maisa Geneva that started out with a fight, chleish, whatever. You have to figure out a Lo Shchiach type of story that led to Kevdal Behe. So from the Mishnah, I wouldn't know. Comes the Gemara, but I'll prove it to you because Rav said. What did Rav say? Rav said that for Dine Knossos, even Asar Hedyotos do not suffice. Psula dina knasos. Does the Rav draw the line? These types of dina knasos. Rav said, black and white, you can't have 10 hedyotos for dina knasos. Sounds like Rav is discussing whether the knasos are lo shchiach, whether they're shchiach, otherwise he would have told me. So clearly, when Rav saw the Mishnah Kefir Dalvei Behe, even a case of Kefir Dalvei Behe that is what? That is, Shchiach would still not be able to have three adyotas. It means that they did not make a takana shichusayu for knasos that are Shchiach. Why not? Because it's no chesaron kis. So from Rav, I know how to understand the Mishnah. But without Rav, I would have plugged into the Mishnah the same way Gzeirus Vachavolus B'Shlosha is an odd situation, a low Shchiach case, so I'd find a way to put Kefir Dalvei Behe in an odd situation where he didn't say Shichusai. But my question would be, what about Knossos of Shchiach? That would be the way Nuki Yosef would have to learn in terms of why the Gemara couldn't go directly to the Mishnah. Yeah?
How do we know that when the Nuki Yosef says the suffix is whether or not he would allow, by cases of common Dine Knossos, whether or not we could allow to read Hedyoto or Mumchel or Rabim, how he's not asking for the nature of the Shlosh in the Mishnah. Is the Dine Knossos in the Mishnah, is it three Hedyoto or three Mumchel? How do we know?
What
we're
are you saying?
We're saying that it's touched that the Mishnah is done with Mumkar. Now we're just asking.
Because the Gemara earlier clearly established Tarti Katan. That was the premise of the question. The Gemara before clearly set up the Mishnah to be Tarti Katani, that the only thing that Shlosh Rav Yosef is the first clause. He said, we're going according to Rava now. So the first clause is Ados Valvos Bishlosha. That means, as he spells out in the question, the rest of this Mishnah, let's read the Mishnah till Moshe Shemra. So the rest of this Mishnah is about Mumchen. So when it says Kev Dalvehei, it's Mumchen. So then what's he asking? The answer is, but once we're explaining that the Shaila is about Knossos that are Shchiach, so do we also have another condition of Chesaron Kis or not? So now everything in the Mishnah for itself, we could have said, is a case where it was Lo Shchiach. Deos Bachavolos and Kevud Alvei would be plugged into that case. And therefore I wouldn't know what to make of Knossos in a case that are common, that are Shchiach. So Rav already sheds light on that.
So what's his suffix? Meaning, hearing those Mishnahs dealing with Mumchem, and it says three.
The Mishnah says
so
Mumchem, but maybe the Mishnah's Mishnah's Mumchem is speaking about a scenario that is Shchiach. In other words, it comes out in the Maskanas of Gemara, it comes out that no. Zeros v'chavolos, v'shlosha mumchin is what? Zeros v'chavolos, zeros v'chavolos that are roshchiach, zeros yadechavolos. But the next clause, kevadal behei, is talking about knossos, even those that are common, even those that are shchiach. Because we have another condition called chesonkis. But we only know to read the Mishnah that way because of what Rav said. So let's go over all our questions accordingly. So according to this, what is the reason why it would work for Yochid Mumche based on Shuchasayim? And it's not just Yochid Mumche that he was asking, even though that's how he phrased it, the question would also be about Gimel Yotus. And when we say Yochid Mumche, what are we discussing? Samuch or not a Samuch?
Not
a Samuch. Not dealing with Samuch anymore. Yeah, Ramah said that, but we're not near. The Ramban, we were fudging on the Ran. The Mumche Yotus is not about Samuch at all. So that it should be like Shichus Sayyid. And why doesn't he have Xeos Vachavolos? Because that we know already. That if it's Shchiach, then you can have three Adjotos, and you can have Yochid Mumche, and it's Lo Shchiach, which is what the Mishnah is discussing, then you can't. And the question specifically is about Knossos, and whether the Mishnah is even talking about a case of Kevud Al-Vehei that are Shchiach, and you still need Mumchen, or Mishnah's talking only about cases that are low Shchiach, but really if it was Shchiach, you would be able to say Shichusayu and have three Adjotos or Yochid Mumchen. This is the Pshat of the Mukhi Yosef. So everything in this Gemara is really one line in the Gemara Bava Kamo, that Tanai of low Shchiach, of Chesaron Kis. That's the question in our Sugya. Shchiach, we know, we don't know about the other condition. Yeah. Yeah.
Initially, when we presented it, was just brought as an attack on a Rabbo, meaning why, if you want to say that the Imamana is example because one of the same thing, or that this follows the specification of the Imamana, then why to say Shlosha Shlosha?
Yeah.
So why is it now that we see Tarte Kitani, why does it have to be that all other cases are monks, and like, why couldn't it be that the next case is a praying head?
Yeah, so this probably speaks more to, we saw more in the Ran, that once Zeus v'chavolos is Shlosha, and we know it's based on the three Elohims, and that already has Kefil in it, and whatever that Zeus v'chavolos seems to speak to, that Zeus v'chavolos being distinct from Hados v'chavolos, that category is a category that, by its very nature, is also expansive to include Knossos too. We're not talking about Shichusayin, we're talking about the fundamental halacha midaraisa. So that category, the Torah's Machadish in three Elohims, that's written in the parasha of Shomer, is clearly speaking to Knossos as well. That's the assumption, the Koshkin Knossos.
Right, unless you have like
so therefore, when the Mishnah says Shlosha v'Zeres v'Chavolos, it's obvious that the clause afterwards, which are cases of Knas, are also part of that same Makar. It was the Torah's Chaim that pushed back on that. The Torah's Chaim says, no, if you go like, he went with Rav Acha, okay, but he was saying that if you have this Tzedek, so the Tzedek is on one side, and the three Elohims are on the other side, and the three Elohims is specific to Kofit B'Kadon, and the Tzedek can speak to not just Hados Valvos, it can speak to Knossos as well, and at the end of the day, he would be saying a very radical thing, that Midoraisa, you really can use Chad by Knossos. And the whole Shaila of the Gemara is, maybe the Chachamim required three mumchin, you know, whatever, because it's more chum. It's very counterintuitive, totally against all the Rishonim, absolutely against everything. I use that as a foil to understand, like, you know, you see, like, so where do we, you know, where is he wrong? You know, why couldn't they assume that way? We went discussed yesterday that I couldn't imagine such a thing. Again, built into three Elohim of cover because is already the category of Knossos. So this is the Mukhiyos. What's the weakness of the Pshat? To point the Achilles heel of this Pshat. I mean, the Ran, we saw what was problematic in the Ran. Sounds like a good Pshat. What's not so clear in the, what's not so good?
The Mishnah has to be Adi Chavos
now. Okay, okay, but we sort of showed him say that anyway. Okay, what else?
It doesn't sound like he's asking a specific category in Knossos. It sounds like he's asking in general.
Okay, good. Knossos. Sounds like Knossos in general. What else?
It also sounds like he's asking specifically the Mishnah, what the Mishnah's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Something else. Let's
why did the Gemara miss the Yachid Mumcha?
Yeah, according to this, it's not just for Yachid Mumcha. I mean, the Gemara said, because those are his words, the Kama. Like, why is he focusing only on Yachid Mumcha? He's really focusing on Yishoshad Yotis too. So it's a Shlichus Ayelish. So why Dafko ask in terms of Yachid Mumcha? Okay. Now, let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Have it. Yachid Mumcha Kamevayle. Oh, just maybe I'll just show you something interesting before we go on. Rabbi Yonah, look at the Rabbeinu Hananel for a second on the side of the Gemara. Just were thinking maybe the Mukhiyoseh would be could help us here. Just there's a strange Rabbeinu Hananel. Look what he says. Tashkume Keifa Tuzlav Vehei Begimel Mumchen, right? Look what he writes. Rabbeinu Hananel. Ukmu Rav Nachman by Yaakov Bedine Knossos. Ufikach Sarach Gimel Mumchen Ki Adyotos Afiu Asar Psuin Ladun Dine Knossos. Can you tell me what he's saying? Keifa Vedal Vehei Begimel Mumchen Ukmu Rav Nachman by Yaakov and Nachman by Yaakov established this part of the Mishnah. The Dine Knossos. What does it mean? It's established. I mean, what is it? What is it? It's Dine Knossos, correct? We all know that. Of Nachman by Yaakov, who responds to Nisua, and he gives a horaya of Uda Avach, and that was his rebuttal, that was his big poshet to Shaila. The Shaila was, can Yachid Mumcha work? By Knossos, and he says it's clear from the Mishnah that it doesn't work. So what does it mean? The Nachman Yaakov Ukma V'dine Knossos.
Meaning all Dine
Knossos. According to Yosef, I have a reading in the Bach. All Dine Knossos. Not just a unique fringe type of case that connecting to Gzeos Tadei Chavolos. That would be the case of a Loshchiach. That would lead to the case of Knossos. That would be a Knossos that a Loshchiach. That's the Mishnah is discussing. But other Knossos, maybe you could have a Yachid Mumche and you wouldn't need three Mumchen. No. He says this case is talking Dine Knossos. According to Mukhi Yosef, I have a way to read the Rach. It fits like a glove. That's what he's saying. He's saying that this case in Mishnah is Dine Knossos. Not on you isolated cases of Rosh Chiyach Adina. All Dine Knossos. Kevod Al-Bay, whatever case it was that led to the Kevod Al-Bay, that would be the way to read the Rach. I don't have another way to read it. That's why he didn't, he wouldn't have known. Until Rav came along, until he proved it based on Rav, you wouldn't know how to read the Mishnah. Maybe the Kevod Al-Bay Mishnah is not all Dine Knossos. Now Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, Moshe.
Say that, meaning only not also Zeus and Kabbalos, but you were like Oswald said earlier that Nikos also includes Zeus and Kabbalos. He's just saying that only Tashlumi Dalabeh is considered Dine Knossos and not Zeus and Kabbalos. Like, that could also be like the reason why he says, oh, and therefore we need.
What does he say?
Therefore we need Rav's statement to tell us that we need three mumchen and not, because if Zeus Kabbalos was included in Dine Knossos, like we saw before, some people like Tosso said that, we wouldn't need Rav's statement to tell us that we need three mumchen.
Mm-hmm.
But we know because Chabalos is for sure on Elam on Elam. But if the inconsistency is only additionally capable on Da'av Hei, it's not so posh that we need to come up with.
What do you mean Dinat Kassus would only be capable without the hay? It doesn't say Dinat Kassus. Mishnah doesn't say Dinat Kassus. Mishnah says capable without the hay. Dinat Kassus is the Gemara's rule. The Mishnah doesn't say Dinat Kassus Bishlosa. The Mishnah says capable without the hay Bishlosa.
You mean like, and then when we say Dinat Kassus in general, we mean actually
capable without the hay? Those are classic Kassus. There are other Kassus. There's other cases of Kassus also. That the only Kassus. Well, Tosis is Kassus. Ko, or Kitosis is other things. What other knasses are there? Ones mafata, that's the next category. What's the shemra? Okay. Rabbi Yonah, as the other Rishonim, are, you know, he's bothered by the same question. So let's see how he phrases the question and let's see what he answers. Yachid mumche kamibayile. Doin diniknasos olo. Ad my ilay magimodiotos, ha'amar rab, and so on. The Hains Hedyotos, if there are Sara, Sulam Diniknasis. Yeshit Moa. My Kamibayle, we have to wonder here, what is the question? The Atlasa Mumchin, Kiksivi, Biknasas Ksivi. When it's written three Mumchin, meaning the three Elohims, it's written by Knasas. Notice how strong the language is. It's written by Knasas. Kiksiva Sher Yashiun Elohim, Sham Shnaim Lerayeyu. What is that? What is that? What is that chiyuv? Kefel. Kefel of who? Of a toin tainus ganav. That's the case of the kofer b'pikadon and he himself stole it. So there you have, according to Rabbi Yonah, you have no better raya that knasos requires shlosha mumchen from the very case of toin tainus ganav that pays kefel. It says Elohim. That's the parsha of the shomer. So it's like the Torah spoke about knasos directly. You know, Torah Chaim obviously had to have some other way to imagine that this is a different kefil, whatever he say, how could he have said otherwise? The pasuk has kefil here. But he says mamish, that's the point. So it's clear knasos are three Elohims. He doesn't even get the Gemara Dara Diktani. Everyone agrees that you need mumchins. So you need three mumchins. So what's the shad? So we already saw maybe there's a takan that was made. So he introduces this and he begins to explain why there'd be a takan. Oops, he says, Menira. Tahachi kabai, this is what the question would be. Hachi kabai. Mi amrina. Should we say, the chihecha de begzelos avdi rabbana takanta? Kida askechan perkachobo bekam mekomos. Just like by gzelos, a chum made a takana that we waived the din of mumchin. And the reason we did it was, kidei shalot tifu together bifnei gazlanin. Not to open up the fence, like it's not about going to pray on other people because they're not going to get to have to taken to Din Torah because there's no mumchen available. So they're going to, it's going to be more likely people are going to act as gazlanim in the world. So hachnami the abdu rabbanan takanta beknasus. So too the chamim made a takanta beknasus. Why? Because we don't want these things happening. So we want to be able to offer some kind of a legal recourse for the victims. The same way we want to stand up for the victims, the potential victims of Gzela, we want to stand up for potential victims of people who, based on what was done to them, they should be awarded the Knas. We want to make that more possible. So we should say by Knasus too, let's be Mitake. So what does it sound so far very much similar to who? To Nimuki Yosef, right? And he's giving us the idea that takana should be made, right, for the sake of nilas delis of shalot tifot gather. Oh, Dilma, the ishloma shiny musa the isbach isar and kiss. The imlo yishalem. What do you have? If he won't pay, the person will be out money in his pocketbook, meaning zelos. Mimilsa de lespach is going to knasus. What if he doesn't get his knas? He's not going to have a monetary loss. Okay, so by stop here, basically, what have we read now in Rabbeinu Yonah? What's the shayla of the Gemara? It's exactly like who? Like Mukiyosi. And so what will be the Gemara's resolution? No. That they didn't make a takan over here because there's no chesaron kiss, and that's also a requirement. Okay. But now it gets a bit sticky. Now, with the Nimuki Yosef, I asked you before, was the Gemara asking about Gzeiros v'Chavalos? No, because it's clear over there. What is clear? Gzeiros v'Chavalos and a Shchiach? So we know. Then you can have a takan. The Lo Shchiach, then it doesn't work. And there's nothing to talk about. Shaila is Knossos are Shchiach. What about the Sugya earlier? So we worked it out. The Sugya earlier, the Mishnah is Gzeiros v'Shaladei Chavalos, that's Lo Shchiach, that's what it's Mumchen. We know all that. We don't know Knossos that are Shchiach. So, Ben Yonah is in the Muki Yosef, then what is he doing now? Let's continue another few lines. The Huadin, the Bai, and so too that the question would be Agzeles v'Chavalos v'Masnisim. He's also asking about Agzeles v'Chavalos in the Mishnah. That what? Iavdu b'hu Rabbanan takanta. Did the Chacham make a takana there as well? What is he referring to? Agzeles v'Chavalos that are what? That are what? They have chesonikis. So what's the shaila? So they did. No, that's part of the question. What does he mean? So what are we asking about? Gzeiros v'Chavalos in the Mishnah. So what is he saying? Meaning, Gzeiros v'Chavalos. Maybe they made a takana. What kind is Gzeiros? Shchiach or lo shchiach? Lo shchiach. Zeros are lo shchiach. So part of the shaila is not just knasos de shchiach, zeros de lo shchiach. Which at the end of the day, is there a takana made for that? We know. Is there? There's not. But according to the Shoel, Gachem Baruch Hizda, yeah, maybe, yeah. See, he has two questions on his mind. His question on his mind is what? Knasos de shchiach? And he's also wondering, zeros v'chavalos, Gzeiros v'Chavalos, the Lo Shchiach, where they make a takana. Now he continues. Now, that was the shaila. Who said this so far? Who had this point in the Gemara? That the shaila included Gzeiros v'Chavalos, the Lo Shchiach. Where did we see that before? In the Ran. The Ran said that. The Ran was talking about, so what would be? What would be required? Rabbanan? Yachid Mumcha together with what? Together with two adyotas. What is Ben Yonah saying? That what should be? What should be? Three adyotas and or Yachid Mumcha by himself. And the Gemara is also asking that question. He's putting that into the Gemara. What did the Ran have to say when the Ran said he's asking Gzeiros v'Chavalos? The Ran said, what about the Sugya earlier? The Sugya earlier clearly shows that you need Mumche for Gzeiros v'Chavalos. It's different than Hodos v'Avos. So what's the Ran's answer to that? Maybe the Mishnah means, what case? Three.
One
plus two. One Mumche, two Adyotas. Ben Yonah is not saying that. Ben Yonah is saying he's suggesting one mumcha alone, or three adyotos alone. So what do you do with the sugya earlier? So to that he anticipates that question. He never spoke out that question explicitly, but now he addresses it. Below Ra Zah Shoel, Koa Sugya de Le'il. And this Rav Nachman Rav Chizda was unfamiliar with the whole Shaka Vitaya Adav Gimel. Dakshina Bresh Pirkin Otto Gzeos Rosh Gatin Imamis Ninu. Are the second case of the mission not Gzeiros v'Chavalos, not in Imam, if they are sick, that Tarti Katani, Shem Rav Chanina. Tarti Katani, Rav Chanina, he waived it by Hodos v'Avos. Where did he not waive it by? By Gzeiros v'Chavalos, which means he needs three mumchen. That was what the Gemara said. The Afir Rav Acha Moded must use in Tarti Katani. Even Rav Acha agrees that that's the way the Mishnah lays that. So at the end of the day, when you read the Sugya earlier, you clearly come out with the clarity that Gzeiros v'Chavalos need three mumchen. No rules are bent over there. So the fact that he's asking about Gzeiros v'Chavalos, that is clearly out of ignorance of the Sugya before. In other words, he must have had some other way maybe to think about the Pshat in the Mishnah. So for all he knew, Gzeiros v'Chavalos in the Mishnah could have meant in his mind, in Nachman Yechez's mind, could have meant three what? Three hadyotas. So Gzeres B'chavos and the Mishnah are talking about what type of Gzeres B'chavos that would mean three hadyotas possibly. Lo Shchiach. And that was, he didn't know that it has to be with three mumchen. He didn't know the sugi before. So this second half of Benu Yonah is odd. Like, what did he need all this for? I mean, he was so perfect with the Muki Yosef. We had the Muki Yosef. We saw first of Benu Yonah, Shalma Yisrael, Tu Rishonim, exactly. It's a different words, but the same basic shot. But then he throws us for a loop here with the second part. The bottom, I notice in the new editions, they struggle here on this. He says, the notes, I don't know who put it out, but they ask, the second part, Hemshech, he says, Huadin, from Huadin and on. He says, I understand, Hemshech Advam Sarach Bir, he says. Zeus Vachavos Dishchichi, what kind of Zeus Vachavos is he discussing? That was part of the question. If it's Shchiach, Yoni Mumchen. As he says in the beginning, because his Kihechi, the Zeus Vachavos, just a few lines earlier. Hachi, look a few lines up. Kihechi, the Bigzeros Abdir Banan de Takanta, Kidashkan Perkachovel. Now, we know that Gzeros de Shchiach have Shchichus Sai. So you can't tell me he's asking about Gzeros of Shchiach, right? And he says, Ben Yonah himself earlier learns that the mission of Gzeros Fachavolos is Lo Shchiach. So what are you asking? And if we're talking about Gzeros Fachavolos, there are Shchiach. So the Yom to say, don't know the sugi before. You know the sugi before. The Mishnah is Lo Shchiach. So how does this square with the first part of the Rebbeinu Yonah? So he says, V'ulai chaser kan. Maybe there's a new teretz. This is a teretz that the Ran alludes to in the beginning. That the Ran says, the shayla is, if the metakin yachid mumcha by knasos, even though three adyotas doesn't work, v'hu adin debay b'gzeles de Lo Shchichi, yachid mumcha dan, and the Ran, and he's addressing the kasha, why not bring the right from the mission directly as opposed to from Rav? And he says, because he didn't know the sugi before. Now, maybe it's a new teretz, I don't know. For some reason, the second part of Benu Yonah throws us out. It throws us, you know, for a loop. What does he need to add all this? And clearly, Gzeres B'chavos that he's discussing have got to be Gzeres B'chavos of what nature? Of Lo Shchiach. Which is again against the sugi before. So it comes out, whereas in Muki Yosef it's very clear and contained. Do we say Shehu Sayu by Knossos Da Shchiach? Because there's no Chisar and Kis. That much is in Rabbeinu Yonah too. In Muki Yosef, there was never a question about Gzeres B'chavos. In Rabbeinu Yonah, either it's a second Teretz, Chveis, or it's another element of the Shaila that he wants it to be a second tier, a second dimension. One question is Knossos Da Shchiach. Did they make Shchichus Hasayu? And the other question that was part of his, you know, what he was posing was, Gzeres B'chavos that are Lo Shchiach. And to the extent that the sugya earlier clearly says that you need Mumchin, he was unaware of it. Tachas, that's what comes up. So we have rough edges, right? And that's not perfect, not a perfect fit anywhere, right? It is a hard sugya. But we know what we don't know, right? That's our madrega. We know what we don't know. We know all the different possibilities, and probably are many more if you look in the Achronim, you know, and see where they go. Yeah.
Maybe against the defender Rabbeinu Yonah a little bit. If you compare to the Muki Yosef, if you want to understand this whole plug-in, this whole Shlichu Sayo thing into the sugya, you're gonna have to have some sort of different understanding of the Mishnah that it can't be talking necessarily about straight Gzeres B'chavos Mumchen. So he thought it was better to keep it as Gzeres B'chavos Mumchen and just not and have Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak not seen the Gemara
earlier.
It's better him not see the Gemara than make the Mishnah Gzeres B'chavos, which is also.
So you want the Mishnah to be Stam Gzeres, not even know Shchiach Gzeres of Shchiach. But he says a minute earlier that Gzeros are Shiach, they did say Shichusayu. In the very beginning of the same Rabbeinu Yonah, Kihechi, that by Gzeros are Shichusayu, that's what he was asking on the bottom here. The Rabbeinu Yonah himself said just a minute before that they said Shichusayu by Gzeros are Shiach. So he must be talking about Gzeros are not Shiach. He must have heard the Mishnah, Gzeros are the Chavos. Very little wiggle room. Yeah?
Could be that, like, he he knew already that he's not the Mishnah talking about Zeus or Shkia, and he knew that they made a takana, but he's asking like that, but like the Mishnah is talking about the man of the shul is like literally asking if the Mishnah can be Zeus or Shkia. Like, we know there's a takana, but like he like the words that he said, like the boy of Zeus Kabelos Bimas Nisin, like he's asking if
if
what? In our mission, if
whether that meaning to say, it sounds what he's saying,
if
that maybe if there's skiach or whether the gimel needs hadyotas. Notice he didn't know the sugya earlier, and therefore, as far as he's concerned, zeus v'chavolos v'shlosha could be hadyotas. That's what it sounds like. He didn't believe a tarti katan. He didn't know about that. Shlosha could be hadyotas throughout. He didn't know the sugya before, so. One last piece, just for every for the Hashlama, is the Ran earlier, where he references our sugya in the connection to what, again when you're doing the Chazar. I'm sure you already got through this. The Ran has a major question, brings two shittas about this notion we call the super samach when we were learning it. Right, this idea that is it possible to assume that a samach can be not a reshus, and then that gives him a certain qualification over and above an ordinary samach. To what end? In other words, he becomes patur milishalein with that. Knows maybe stam smicha doesn't bring you patur milishalein, but you can get that with netilas v'shus and imchul rabim aleihem. And this person has the halacha like he were three smuchim. He's one person, he's really three. The Ran wasn't so thrilled with such a shita, but he does flirt with it. And in the connection to that, he brings this Gemara. He also brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We have that Gemara, that the Gemara wants to show you that you can't have one person do Kiddush HaChodesh, because Hashem said to Moshe, you and Aaron, and that gives us Aaron, and of course from there you get three. The Gemara says, why would you think otherwise? Because you see there's a din of mumcha l'rabin, dan yechidi. Perhaps that can help you for Kiddush HaChodesh Dorais. Tosus was asking it from a different angle, that how does the drush of Adik Aron Vadach override a Takan Drabbanan? This is a Dorais of Drabbanan, maybe it will work, as if you could use a Drabbanan to help a Kiddush HaChodesh, a very hard Tosus. But the Ran asks it more to the point. If it's a din d'oraisa, then obviously, apparently, you see there's a notion of a mumchel rab that works d'oraisa. So that would point in this direction that this idea that a one samuch can stand for three samuchim. So the Ran is zocha that riot in Rosh Hashanah. But then the last paragraph of that piece in the Ran says the ikar is kishita rishona, that there is no separate madrega of super samuch, as we said. Hamumcha samuch is a mumchel based in, and that's it. And he says, what's our riot? He brings our Gemara. Says the Ran, but if you're going to tell me, if you're going to have this notion of a super samach, there's a mumcha l'rabim, which is higher than ordinary samach. Ordinary samach counts as one dayan. And for that the Torah says, you need three Elohims. But you have this notion of a super samuch, he is three. So then what's the Gemara proving from the Mishnah that you can't have this idea of a yachid mumcha being dined in a knasos from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about the regular level of smuchim. So for that, you need three. It doesn't get to this mumcha l'rab on top of samuch. The eel coming by the his shiloh would have been as follows, which we have no right to necessarily be poshet. His shiloh could have been as what? Yochid samuch mumchal rabim. In other words, the mumchal rabim is giving the samuch this extra certification. There's two tiers with smicha, the samuch and the samuch mumchal rabim. And that would have been a real question. He died in the knesset so low. So what's the right in the Mishnah? The Mishnah could be told about smicha with that, the mumchal rabim level of samuch. So that would be in E3. As far as the Shai would have been, what about this idea of using this super samach and counting him as three for the Niknosis? So this, because we should do right, so that must be a riot that there is no such yisod. Now, the Ran happens to agree there's no such yisod. But as far as the Ran intellectual honesty is concerned, the Ran says, a raya from this Gemara you don't have. Why? Vani omesh eina brura. They think it's such a compelling raya. It's not. Because what was the shayla of Rav Nachman bar Chisda? Sheikra shayla hoisa i'avdu rabbanan takanta l'dine knossos, as the Ran learned in our sugya. The shayla was could the chacham make a takana sheyuchal yochid mumcha ladun kimosha aso dine mamne salo. On that shayla, v'i pashli masnisin shalom rabban takanta. So regarding the question, which was clear to the Gemara, was a question of whether it was a takana made. From the Mishnah, you see there's no takana, no special overriding dispensation that the Chacham made a takana. But as far as this new yisod, the olam emalach, the pshita, the Gemara knew very well, the yachid, samach, mumchel, rabin, super samach, chosav kishlosa mumchen, lod nafil dina knasas. And it's clear that that's the Gemara, because there was a gersa that way in the Gemara that he had. He quotes, "V'chei matzazi kosev iksas neschos hamaduktakos," that the Gemara said, "Yochad mumcha kamebayle," and then the following words, "I avdi rabbana takadu di knasa salo." So the Gemara understood what his question was about takana. So we're not dealing with the super samach realm; we're talking about this alocha of the rabbana takanta. So to that end, the Gemara had the right from the Mishnah that there is no such takana. But la'olam, there's such a yisod. The emes is nikom malkom emes kamoshita rishona. The Ran is taking it both ways. They're right, but they're overreaching. They override from the Gemara. Meanwhile, from the Ran, I think maybe you can be medayik that the Ran learned that what is the note? What is the case of mumcha of yachid mumcha here? Samuch or gamay v'savi? I mean, it seems perhaps the way Ran is saying it now, it sounds like more like he's talking. Like the Yosef and the others, it's really a Gamma Vesavir type of person. That kind of for him. They were thinking maybe the Shaila has to do with this whole idea of Mumcha Rabim Hasamuch. But therefore, you see that there is no there's no such idea. The Ran says, there is no such idea, but a Rai from the Gemara you don't have. Okay, we have 5 minutes, I'll just say a little story.